Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and everything lost. Those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, see well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. We want to help you thrive, and we want to help you do well. We don't want to see you stuck. I don't want to see you stuck. I want to see you do well with whatever you deal with your health and your life, to really make it work well. Because really, at the end of the day, you want to thrive. You want to really knock it out of the park. In your health, it doesn't matter if you've got diabetes or heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can push yourself to the next level if you're willing to make it happen. So those choices are determined by you. No one else can take responsibility. You've got to put the sweat equity in. But nobody wants to do that, right? But I know you do. And at the end of the day, we want to help you do that. 888-283-7272. Osteoporosis is a big topic. Now, of course, women face this more than men. But if you have some of the risk factors, which one of those being a postmenopausal woman, or if you're vitamin D deficient, guys can get this too. I've seen it a lot. So don't wait until you have the symptoms to get screened. This is what I always preach, right? This is prevention. Prevention is the key. Staying ahead of the game, knowing your numbers, you know, getting ahead of it so that you can give your body everything that it needs so you can thrive, crush it, and do well. So when you want to get screened, that's one of the big keys. So here's some of the basics to get screened for bone loss, all right? So women over the age of 65, women who have had more than one risk factor, for example, a family history of osteoporosis or low body weight, other than being Caucasian or past menopause. Postmenopausal women who've had a fracture, that's a big deal. And since bone loss begins without noticeable symptoms, screening should ideally occur before you have reason to worry. Now, fracture, most common early osteoporosis symptom is fracture. So you may have a fragility-related fracture before you're diagnosed with bone loss or osteoporosis. It means your wrist, back, hip, or other bone is fractured as a result of mild to moderate trauma, like falling, taking a quick fall, whatever it is. And if you experience a kind of fracture and you're over 50, you want to talk to your doctor about bone loss and what the issue is with that. A study of 127 people who had fragility-related fractures showed that only 17% thought their fracture could be related to osteoporosis, and fewer than half believed they were at increased risk for another fracture. Even having one fracture significantly increases the risk of later fractures, and osteoporosis was diagnosed in 44% of these patients that they looked at. That's amazing. Think about that. So if here's some basic signs, any of these, if you haven't had a fracture of any kind, this could show that you're setting up for that. Okay. So high levels of serum calcium or alkaline phosphatase in a blood test. And again, if you're over age 35, you need to be having blood tests done every 6 months. Okay. It's not excess. It's important. You got to get it done. It's vital. You've got to do it. All right. Next, vitamin D deficiency is a big one. Okay, difficulty getting up from a chair without using your arms to push is very noticeable and extremely important to notice. Joint or muscle aches, okay, a resting pulse greater than 80 beats per minute, height loss, increased stooping, which is curvature of the spine, all those are very important, and you got to have those checked out on a regular basis. These symptoms can indicate other health issues as well. So it's important to talk to your doctor and make sure they get an accurate diagnosis and a good treatment plan. So you might wonder also if you've experienced fragility-related fractures. Sometimes they're obvious, and you'll experience pain and swelling immediately after a fall or impact. At other times, you may feel pain, like your back, not able to trace to a single event, but just kind of aches. And that's very common as well. That's why nutritional deficiencies, vitamin D, other minerals, can be affected and can be really making an impact in your overall health. And you want to get those looked at as soon as possible. It really does. It makes a big, big difference overall. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call or go to the website. And that's the key. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. You can easily find it there, and it can make a big difference in your overall health and your life. Let's get to the phones. You remember, you can always call us at the number. Let's go to the phones. Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
I was calling in regards to a fibrogranular mass in my right breast. And I've been having trouble with lymph nodes in my left armpit, swollen. And the doctor wants now send me to a hematologist because my blood count is elevated.
Okay. So one of the keys with the mass, this mass you're talking about, they're usually benign. All right, so that's the good news. All right, these masses are usually benign, and that's good news, right? So, but you still want to go to the hematologist. I think it's a good idea to figure out exactly what they are going to say. An opinion like that with the high level of a specialist is important because one of the biggest things in medicine is to rule out what you don't have. Okay? That's one of the big keys. You want to rule out where the body's doing well and you know what it's doing, what it's not doing. You want to make sure the body's getting everything that it needs so it can thrive and function at its best level. But you got to determine that. You want to pinpoint that. That's a big deal. And then another piece, too, that's vitally important is to make sure, and this is important, okay? Once you get that opinion, then you got to have a game plan to go with it. So it's one thing to have knowledge like that, but you got to have a day-to-day routine that's extremely important and that keeps you on top of your game. And that's why you want to do everything you can with that information and then start, you know, bucking up on your own self to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods, cutting down inflammatory-based foods, that you are getting yourself into a position that you can do better. And that's what we want to see you do in a great way is to live better and do better and make it happen. So that's a big key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. The key neighborhood factor that can help smokers quit, the inconvenience of having to walk further to the nearest cigarette vendor might be enough to help smokers quit. And researchers in Finland tracked down on about 21,000 current and former smokers. And the investigators wanted to see how the changes in walking distance from home to nearest tobacco could affect smoking behavior. The result, every one-third of a mile the smoker had to walk, and there was 20 to 60% increase for his or her odds of quitting habit, to the study found. So the good news is when you make it difficult to get cigarettes, it can cut down on, because people are a little bit lazy by nature, it'll cut down on your ability to be smoking. And that is a big deal. So having to drive farther away or having to walk to get your cigarettes probably would cut down on people actually doing the smoking. Interesting, that's for sure. I wish people would just quit in general. That would be fantastic. That's one of the toughest habits, for sure. 888-283-7272.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
We're glad you're here with us.
As always, if you go to the website,
give us a call. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website. Or if you're ever in Atlanta or down in Florida, any of our Center for Lifestyle Medicine clinics, we'd love to have you come by. Make sure you stop by and say hello. Of course, take all the insurance and everything out there. So, but we'd love to have you just come by and say hello anytime. It'd be good to see you. Our doctors, staff, we've got great team members, and we'd love to have you pop in anytime. That's what we're here for. You're not going to believe this. Cancer is now the leading killer in 12 European nations. Cancer has overtaken heart disease and stroke as the leading cause of death in 12 European countries. Now, this, you know, of course, for the most part, heart disease is the number one killer, okay, especially in America, but across the world. However, cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and stroke is still the leading cause, okay, worldwide. But in the 53 countries defined as the European region by the World Health Organization, heart disease killed more than four people in 2016. The deaths accounted for 45% of all deaths in the nations. Cancer accounted for less than half the number of deaths from heart disease in Europe as a whole, researchers said. However, success in preventing and treating heart disease seems to have led large declines in heart disease deaths in a number of countries. Cancer now kills more men than heart disease in these 12 countries. So here they are, okay? So Belgium, Denmark, France, Israel, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, and the United Kingdom, and Luxembourg, okay? So the study found that cancer now kills more women than heart disease in Denmark and Israel. Pretty amazing. Our lifestyle is everything. It really is. Now, another thing about cancer is that a big piece of it has to do with our environment and our food choices, the chemicals in the foods. Air quality is another big one, okay, because lung cancer is the number one killer. I don't know if you knew that. But lung cancer, out of all of them, like we hear about breast and prostate, colon and all that, you hear about all that a lot. And those are the ones that we talk about. They're kind of the ones that are more popular to talk about. But the average person, the most leading killer of all cancers is lung cancer by like 34%. It's definitely the head honcho, that's for sure. But the countries where cancer caused more death than heart disease were all found in Western Europe. So you got to wonder what's going on in Western Europe. Is it the habits? Is it the water supplies? Is it the air quality? Is it toxins in a certain area? What's causing that? Something is. It's not just genetics. I'll tell you that. Environment is a big piece. And so you got, you know, the key is why. And why is that happening? And hopefully somebody does some research on that to figure out. And I'm sure they are currently, but that's a big, big deal. We want to do everything we can to begin to thrive in our health and not just barely make it. We want to do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's get to the phones and talk to Ken. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to comment on the quit smoking segment he was talking about.
Sure.
You know, there are tools out there that give people the power to walk away. And one of them is a book that I read called The Alan Carr, The Easy Way to Stop Smoking. And I think part of the mythology of smoking is this notion that it's the hardest thing on earth to quit. I would argue that point that it's not the hardest thing to quit when you decide. I think tobacco companies want us to think it's harder than heroin and all that stuff. You've heard those. It's 3 days of irritability, basically. And there are tools out there. I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, there are a couple of tools out there that work really well. It is one of is known as the toughest habit. It just depends on the person. And You know, I've seen people that have been given a diagnosis. It was enough to scare them, and they quit. Cold turkey. I've seen plenty of people quit cold turkey and walked away like it was nothing and didn't have the 3 days of misery and all that. Like, they were so made up in their mind that it's almost like they just shut it all down, and that was it. And so there's a lot that can be done with smoking, and it is. It's a made-up mind, number one. That's the first thing, and people don't want it badly enough to quit. They don't want to give it up. They struggle with it, and they really want to get into a place where they can just kind of stay in it. And that's a challenging place to be. But some alternative methods outside of the medications. I mean, there's Chantix and Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant medication. But there are those that can help. But at the end of the day, I like acupuncture. Acupuncture is one of my favorites. Now, you can do cognitive therapy as well, but I really, really like the acupuncture. I think there's a little clip that they put on the ear and stimulate the acupuncture point for addictive type issues, especially with smoking. It is phenomenal, and it does great, and it makes a difference, and it can help the body in a huge way. So I see people overcome it with that all the time. But no matter what you do and no matter what you choose, it's got to be in a place where you decide that's it. No more. It has to be in a place where somebody decides that, you know, I'm done. And there's no more. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. It's vital that takes place. Because you have to understand that your habits are determined by your own choices, right? So we can say, oh, they're gonna have a hard time. Yeah, if you want to have a hard time. If you're not made up, somebody else is telling you you need to quit. If you're not made up in your mind, then yeah, it will be tough. So that's the you are right. It's a great thought what you're bringing to the table, because at the end of the day, it's not that tough if you want it. But that's the ultimate question. That's the question on the cover of my book. That was a bestseller, and that is a bestseller still, is that, do you want to get well? Do you want it? That's the question. And it doesn't matter if it's heart disease, smoking, depression, being overweight or obese. Doesn't matter what it is. Do you want it? Do you want to get well? And when you decide that you want it, and when you decide that you're willing to do whatever it takes, then that's when you'll find exactly what you're looking for, and that's when you'll find everything you need to thrive, be successful, and do well. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. 888-283-7272. Go to the website.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
The GOP discussed the dangers of fentanyl on Tuesday, calling on solutions like securing the border and supporting law enforcement.
House Republicans met on Tuesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis and the need for strong federal regulation to control fentanyl analogs. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik stressing the danger of illegal fentanyl being available on American streets.
This starts by securing our border and empowering our law enforcement officers by ensuring
they have the tools they need to keep these lethal drugs off our streets.
Many Republicans argue that stronger border control would prevent the flow of fentanyl across the border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. skateboarder and YouTuber Josh Newman was one of four people killed when a sightseeing plane crashed into a lake in Iceland after the aircraft disappeared on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The U.S. has sent Taiwan $100 million in Patriot missile defense systems.
As tensions between Taiwan and China continue to be front and center, the United States has approved a $100 million support contract with Taiwan aimed at boosting the island's missile defense systems. The funds would be used to sustain, maintain, and improve Taiwan's Patriot missile defense system. China claims Taiwan to be its own. Taiwan's foreign minister said it highly welcomed the U.S. decision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Marsha Blackburn sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services on Tuesday expressing what she called grave concerns about the department's program that could reportedly use taxpayer money to distribute crack pipes to drug addicts. The Washington Beacon initially reported on the program, noting the department would prioritize applicants in underserved communities as defined under one of President Biden's executive orders. An HHS spokesperson reportedly told the Beacon the grants would fund smoking kits with pipes for users to smoke crystal meth, crack cocaine, and any illicit substances. Jane Campion's Gothic Western, The Power of the Dog, leads all nominees for this year's Oscars. Streaming services dominated Hollywood's top honors. Dune followed closely behind in nominations. The Oscars will be held in Los Angeles on March 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. ADHD is called Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. And it's common among college students who misuse stimulant drugs. Matter of fact, a lot of college students will just ask or act like they have the diagnosis to get the drugs because it helps them study so much better. College students who misuse stimulant drugs are more likely to have attention deficit disorder, though. So if they overuse caffeine, if they overuse any kind of recreational stimulant-type drug, they can end up having ADHD or psychiatric issues, a new study shows. So study also found that stimulants that are immediate release are more likely to be misused than extended release versions of the drug. So a previous study found that 2/3 of college students have been offered stimulants for non-medical use, and 31% had used. in over a four-year period. The Massachusetts General Hospital included 300 undergraduates between the age of 18 and 28 in Boston campuses. And about a third misused stimulant drugs. Misusers were more likely to have been diagnosed with ADHD or to have related symptoms as children, such as being easily distracted or having trouble paying attention. Adults, they were more likely to have trouble following instructions and a disliked task that required focus. That's a big one. A study was published recently in the journal Clinical Psychiatry, and the data suggests that college students who misuse prescription stimulant medications are more likely to exhibit clinically relevant psychiatric dysfunction. And Dr. Timothy Wylands said in a hospital news release, not everyone who uses the drugs uses them to get high. Some use for actual better performance and under the doctor's supervision and whatnot. So these medications can affect the brain in a good way. But again, you want to make sure that if you do have ADHD or if you do have a focus challenge, that you get to a physician that can work with you, that understands the biochemistry of it, that can monitor you. Because there's blood tests that needs to be done, and there's certain monitoring that needs to be done to make sure you're okay and stable and ready for that and can handle it. So that's one of the biggest issues that you have to look at with something like this. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, you can go to the website and easily find that. We can help you get someone in your area that can make a difference in your health and in your life. That is what it's all about. Let's get to Lisa on the phones. Hi, Lisa.
I just want to know, is Weight Watcher food good for you? Should you plan your meals and menu around Weight Watchers? Is that a good product to use to lose weight or to stay on track with your weight?
Well, I think a lot of the different companies out there have some good programs and good routines. I think people have their strengths and they have their weaknesses. And something that we've developed over the years, that's one of our mainstays at InShape University. InShape University is pretty much an overall system that will take you from where you are to where you want to be with your health, your weight goals, and everything else. So many times we pursue weight. And if that's the pursuit, a lot of times you really are not going to hit your long-term goals. Because if you pursue health, the body that you want will follow. So you have to pursue health first. And you have to go after it. Health needs to be the biggest piece of what you're looking for. I mean, that has to be the number one driver in the whole deal. And so one of the keys that you have to look at is, and this is, it's important, because the other companies they have some good systems, but you want to make sure you're doing whole foods, whole-based foods, okay? And lean quality proteins. You want to do low glycemic carbohydrates, form of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats. You got to know when to eat the foods and what portion and what amount, which is what a lot of them do. But you also want to know your blood work numbers. And they'll all say check with your doctor and all that, but then the doctor's not really checking nutritional deficiencies. They're just checking some of the basics. And if you're just checking the basics, you're not really going to get a good read on what's actually happening with you. And if that's the case, then if your body is, say, got an estrogen issue, or if you're dealing with, say, testosterone issues as a guy and you're trying to lose belly fat, that's not going to happen if your testosterone's low. And if you're eating a diet that's not going to improve testosterone levels, then that's a whole different animal as well. And so all of that is kind of, really it's kind of put together. And that's why you've got to have a system like InShape University that really puts it all together. And what we feel is you know, doctor developed and put together in a system that's clinically researched that can produce great results. And that's what it's all about. You want to have the results that you're looking for. You don't want to be stuck, because weight is important, but health is the ultimate. And that's what you want to shoot for. That's your ultimate goal. If you pursue health, the body that you want will follow. And that's just the way that it works. And it's pretty simple along those lines. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 1-888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. A lot of people want to know, how can I catch your show at other times of the day? Well, our app is out. So if you haven't checked out the app, it's on all the Apple products, right? iPads and iPhones and all of that. It's in the Apple Store. You can check out, just look for that app, and you can easily download it. The cool thing about it is you can listen to the show whenever you want, on your time. So it plays the show from the day before all the way through the next day, and it will play and repeat the content, stream it, and run it. And that makes a big difference for you. That way you can do it on your time, in your way, the way you want to. And that's a big key. So we want to help you. No matter what you're dealing with, we want to be a support to you, help you, make you go to the next level, help you go to the next level. That's what this whole thing is about. Well, there's a lot of healthy foods that can increase our energy, and energy seems to be a big topic lately. I get a lot of emails and calls about it, people just not having the energy they need to go through the day, to do the typical things that they do, and to really achieve their goals and really hit what they want for family, for work, for their fitness goals, whatever it is. And so finding that energy and building that energy level really can make a big difference. So a couple of things to think about when you're wanting to really hit those. Number one is, are you eating the right kind of foods throughout the day? It's not just are you eating at all, but are you eating the right kind of foods? That's number one. And then exercise is another big key. If you're not exercising, your energy levels are going to be down. There are more studies about increasing of energy than just about anything else. So getting the right amount of exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, is enough to make a difference. Then the other piece that's important that I would look at is also your rest patterns. Are you resting well? If you're not getting into a deep stage of sleep at night, then that can be a little bit of a challenge too. So you got to look at that. All that kind of thing is important to get your body where it needs to be and to get it to thrive. So let's talk about some foods that can boost your energy levels. All right, that'll be some help for you that you can take away. Number one are almonds. They're a standout food, without a doubt. They've got magnesium, which we're typically very deficient in, and the B vitamins, which help convert food to energy. Research shows that people with low magnesium levels tend to tire more quickly during exercise due to magnesium's role in energy metabolism. And the author of Boosting Your Metabolism for Dummies, the director of nutrition at Calorie Count, insufficient B vitamins can lead to fatigue, irritability, and poor concentration. So getting your B vitamins out of a lot of your leafy green vegetables and getting your magnesium out of your foods as well can make a big difference. The next one is salmon, which it isn't called the brain food for nothing. Salmon owes its moniker to omega-3 fatty acid nutrients that have been around to improve memory and reduce depression, as well as boost energy and mood. According to a review of brain foods in the Journal of Nature Reviews Sciences, it's just like salmon, the omega-3 fatty acids that go along with other nutrients. Salmon's also a rich source of protein, which can promote muscle building and can keep the body functioning at its best. So it's a good level of protein, but it's just a great source all the way around for the brain because you got your omega-3s in there. Bananas are really good too. Make sure you eat them more on the green side than you do anything else. But they're loaded with fiber, B vitamins, and potassium, and nutrients that promote sustained energy and muscle function. So bananas are particularly appealing as a pre- or post-workout snack. You can pair a banana with a glass of low-fat milk or a cup of yogurt for an energizing combination of fiber and protein that does very well. And again, great, great combination to really get your day started. Kale's another good one. It's a superfood, hands down. It can boost your energy levels in a great way. Kale contains amino acid L-tyrosine, which can help give you a mental lift, as well as a number of antioxidants to fill you up and keep your blood sugar stable. Hummus is another one. It's got a Mediterranean dip, a few simple ingredients, and contributes nutrients for energy. It's one of my favorites. I love a huge hummus guy. Eat it all the time. Fiber and protein with the beans stabilize blood sugar, take off the edge of hunger, and boost energy. And then Greek yogurt. It's a good one. And it's, you know, again, some people don't like dairy, and it's organic. Make sure you get the organic version. But it's good. It's a quick snack, and you can throw some mixed nuts in there, some berries, and it gives you plenty of protein for a small snack. And then, of course, it's got probiotics in it, which is why I love it. Now, cow's milk, dairy, some people don't handle it very well, but at the end of the day, there's been a lot of studies about how dairy products can help increase the fat-burning process, and that is a big deal for a lot of folks. So it can be a good snack. 888-283-7272. Coming up, got some anti-aging tips you don't want to miss.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. And every day, that's what we're here for. Remember, I don't want you to really lose hope when it comes to your health. That's the one area that I want to see you thrive in. That's the one area that I really want to see you do well in. And your health is your greatest wealth. And no one can take responsibility for your health but you. Okay? Only you can take responsibility. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that struggle and they don't really have answers. But here, in this show, we want to be able to give you answers, to be able to do better than you ever did before, to thrive, to make it, to know that you can, to know that you don't have to be stuck, and to know that there's a better way. We want to make that better for you so you can really go out and live the life that you were designed to live so you can live better, feel better, have the energy that you're looking for, and do well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Drinking more water can really help with kidney stones, okay? The risk of kidney stones. So there's been some studies that have come out, and the American College of Physicians now advise kidney stone patients to drink at least 2 liters of water or other fluids a day. It's been shown that drinking more fluids can reduce the risk of recurring kidney stones almost by half. So drinking more water and cutting back on the soft drinks, among recommendations in the guidelines, can help reduce the risk of kidney stones in people who are prone to developing them. The reason is the water is supposed to be helpful. It's a mechanically flushing process that stone fragments can pass, and so that the urine doesn't have sediment in the kidney and collect. And Dr. Elizabeth Cavalier, who's a urologist in the Lenox Hospital, said, kidney stone patients should try to avoid soft drinks, which have ingredients that can be major factors in the formation of the kidney stones. The guidelines also recommended changes in eating habits, including less red meat, foods high in dietary oxalates, such as chocolate, nuts, beets, and leafy greens. Doesn't that sound like not fun? Those are great foods. But it is. It's a big deal. Some people don't have the enzyme to break down the oxalic acid, and that's very, very common. More common than you think, and there's some genetic conditions with that, too. So, again, you just pick different foods, right? So if you like those kind of foods, you just go with some different ones so that you don't, or you just eat those sparingly. It's not like you got to eliminate them forever, but you can eat them sparingly, and then that can help for the long term. You want to do everything you can to avoid irritating the system, because at the end of the day, you want to do everything you can to make good choices. And one of the big deals, when it comes down to it, kidney stones, they're no fun. Not at all. Alternative therapies are out there for it if you have kidney stones. I mean, there's some different thoughts and different ways of doing that. One thing, of course, with kidney stones is doing the avoidance of the dietary foods. But the other thing that's important to look at is, on the kidney stone side, is to make sure you avoid too much tea. A lot of tea, black tea specifically, can be a root cause of that. So your fluid intake, when they say water, They mean water. And that really does make a big difference. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call or go to the website. Let's go to Martin on the phone. Hi, Martin.
I'm calling to ask about what can a person do or where can they go if they're dealing with low vision? The person has glaucoma and she is a diabetic. But her diabetes are under control. Her glaucoma seems to be doing okay. The pressure in her eye is pretty decent. 12 in one eye and 19 in the other eye. But she still has low vision. I want to know, where do we go to have her low vision checked? I'm not really that confident in the doctors that she's dealing with at this moment.
Well, one of the keys, and again, I understand you don't feel confident, but many times the doctors are doing everything that they feel is necessary, and they're making the best choices that they can. So you want to encourage them. If you want to get more doctors on the team, that's a great idea too. I always think there's great wisdom in having a lot of counsel. So that's one of the main factors you've got to look at. Now, one of the pieces you definitely want to jump in and look at overall is to really jump in and say, okay, what can be done nutritionally? And if the eating habits are not right, if there's no balance between equal amounts of lean protein sources, you know, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, if she's just kind of blowing her diet off and it's no big thought, then yeah, there's going to be an issue. When diabetes is under control, I'm assuming that's under control with the medicine, which doesn't mean anything to me, okay? You tell me blood pressure and all that's under control, what does that mean? It means that you've done nothing, but the medicine's done everything. It means that your habits are still the same, or her habits are still the same, and that means nothing. So you got to get to a place where she has modified her lifestyle to the point where her habits have gotten the condition under control, and then the doctor said, gosh, you're doing so great that we just don't even need the medicine anymore. See, that's where you want to be. So typically there's a lot of issues with vitamin A. There's issues with omega-3 fatty acids, severe deficiency in omega-3 fatty acids. That can be a real big cause of a lot of this. So getting that under control can make a big difference. And you want to do that overall throughout the day. And that's one of the big challenges. You've got to figure out at the end of the day what her goals are. And it just comes down to more or less lifestyle habits all the way around. There's glaucoma, there's drops you can put in them, but if the omega-3 fatty acids are low, that's one of the big ones. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX Audio, visit us at ASA RX.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.